Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mr. Fryer, let's go.
At the 12 and 8 safe.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
A baseball fan will bring you along for the ride, will understand that you are a newcomer, and will take a lot of pride in helping you. Like, well, this is how you score a game, and this is why scoring a game is important. Hockey people are like, love my sport. And if you don't know everything about my sport, immediately you're a poser. You're a noob. And we don't want you here. But we're better than basketball. I feel like baseball fandom is drifting into that area, but we're still like, no, we get it. You don't know a lot about this game. Let me teach you about this game. It's a fun thing, and I'm going to write these weird hieroglyphics on this notepad so that I understand what happened in the game. And you can learn how to write in this language too. MMA fans are like, our sport's great. And if you don't like my sport, screw you. If you don't like MMA, screw you. Because I love it and I'm going to watch it. And if you want to come watch it, great. And if you don't, you can go away.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Guess the only fan base that got mad at that conversation. It wasn't the MMA people.
Face drop!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Here's what we have planned for the show. We are going to talk with Joe Ostrowski coming up in a little bit. We are going to talk with Gary Pomeranz. You know how I'm obsessed with Wilt Chamberlain's 1962 season? Remember how I walked you through the MVP voting of the 1961-62 season? Well, Gary is more obsessive because he's written like several books on the subject. And this last week was the anniversary of Wilt's 100th point game. So we're going to talk with Gary about that and Wilt and what DeMar has done. We're also going to keep our eye on what's going on with baseball. I feel bad even saying it seems like things are getting closer to completion, because then the owners will be like, oh yeah, we're going to add this clause in at the end. Because that's kind of what happened yesterday. But now it looks like they've come to some sort of agreement on international drafting. And honestly, I think that you probably just want the baseball to come back. But we'll see. We'll see if they can get stuff done. And if they do throughout the show, then we will bring that information to you and we will probably celebrate and rejoice that there's going to be baseball. There was a tweet from Tom Verducci where he said free agency, if they were to get everything squared away, that free agency could start as early as tonight, which you would have to because you're thinking over the next 5 days that teams would then get into camp and you'd want to know who's on your roster. And then all sorts of fun stuff can happen in a blur. But the first things first, they got to get a deal done. So we'll keep our eye on all of that. We'll take a break. When we come back, Joe Ostrowski talks with me about what are some good moves. And I've got a question for him about the MVP. Because I think it was really easy to say who the MVP was, and now I don't think that's the case. I'll ask Joe about that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When Early Odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
I'm Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
We love when Joe is on the show. That's why we have him scheduled for this time every single week. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, BetQL Daily. Check him out there on the Odyssey app. It's right there available for you in Early Odds Saturday mornings here on The Score. Joe, how crazy has NFL futures been over the last couple of days?
Oh, you thought March belonged to college basketball, didn't you? No. It is about the National Football League. It's been wild. So earlier on in the week, we had the movement with one quarterback and one stays put. But the reaction in the betting markets was quite similar, even though anybody with any sense, just paying attention to what was going on in Green Bay, the moves they were making, what they were saying into open microphones, you knew that Aaron Rodgers was staying. Why would he sign up to leave the NFC North that he has dominated while the good quarterbacks in the conference keep bolting the conference, whether for retirement or to go to the AFC? You don't close that door when the championship window is open. They did not. Basically, what I'm getting at is the Denver odds and the Green Bay odds across the board were basically cut in half, especially in Denver. Super Bowl, conference, division almost cut in half. So Green Bay is your favorite to win the NFC. They are the third favorite for the Super Bowl at 8-1. And in Denver, they are now the second favorite. They leapfrogged the Chargers in the division. The Denver Broncos, Lawrence, are the fifth favorite to win the Super Bowl. Fifth favorite because of that move of one Russell Wilson. His MVP odds also cut in half. He's had some seasons in the first half. He was getting all the hype, and then he didn't quite finish off the season in the second half. And then it kind of, he didn't get those awards. Remember, he's never had an MVP vote. Anytime he's having a good season, that's brought up by the media. His MVP odds go from 31-1 down to 15-1 the other day. So he's the sixth favorite there. Massive, massive movement. And I heard your conversation with Dan. Both of you guys are right. There were some sports books after the move of Carson Wentz. Could you imagine trading multiple third-round picks for that guy?
No.
So the move of Carson Wentz, some books decided to lower the odds for Washington, going from 60 to 75. Some decided to stay put. Here's what's happening. The real explanation isn't just, oh, they got worse, or it was a lateral move. What we're seeing in the pricing of a lot of NFL teams, which is not something we saw a few years ago, is there are certain teams that have an opening, and when the rumor mill is churning with quarterback conversation, they're pricing teams in the middle. In the middle of where they should be and where they could be if they make a quarterback upgrade. So Washington was in that middle. So if you're, they were the favorite to get Deshaun Watson. So if you get Watson, you're really going to cut that number. But they were playing them in the middle, so that explains why it dropped a little bit at some books. If Denver wins a Super Bowl, that would be the third straight year a quarterback in a new spot wins the Super Bowl with Brady a couple of years ago and Stafford last year.
Is there a number on Brady returning?
Let me check on that, because that would be a good one.
I think that I would be interested in making a small bet on that. Because
him returning or on a team you think he might go to?
Well, the team that I think he would go to is the 49ers.
100%.
But him just, and I think that's where he returned. I was watching PTI yesterday, and Steve Young was on. I love Steve Young as an analyst.
They don't use him enough.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. He's so good. And he was talking about, he put together a hypothetical for Mike and Tony that didn't sound like a hypothetical. He's like, oh, well, what you do is, well, hypothetically, what would happen is that Tampa Bay would get their quarterback and they'd be ready to move on. And then maybe, you know, July or August, Tom would say that he was probably ready to come back. And then, you know, the Buccaneers would be able to make some sort of move to get something for Tom. And then Tom could be the quarterback of the 49ers. And I was like, that sounds plausible to me.
Well, and look how wide open that conference is. Seriously, is Kirk Cousins a top five NFC quarterback?
Statistically, yes, but with the eye test, no.
But can you name five better?
Unfortunately, no. I can't.
So you always like the broadcast angle, and I find this fascinating. So you have Brady leaving, you have Russ, even though he's not on a good team, he flips conferences. He's something you can sell.
Mm-hmm.
He's something you could sell. So what are you selling after Aaron Rodgers and the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC?
People will try to sell you on Kyler Murray. I'm not a fan.
For half a year.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's part of the problem. And the other part of the problem is his coach. So people will try and sell you on that. I guess now we're talking about the Rams, and you could say, okay, well, they've got Stafford. Stafford's now won a Super Bowl that has now cemented what people have said, that he's a top half, top 12 quarterback in the league.
And then
so there's that.
And then look at the NFC South.
It's a disaster.
What is there? It's the NFC is not great right now, which is good news for the Bears. But if you're starting a rebuild right now, and obviously they don't take as long in the NFL, but boy, if you just get competent quarterback play, it's there. You in this expanded playoff format, you should be able to. You should be able to make it. But that's a different conversation. A lot of movement in the quarterback markets. And if you look on the odds board right now, at points bet for the Bears, there are only five teams below the Bears. Jacksonville, New York Giants, New York Jets, Detroit Lions, Houston Texans. That's the list.
I get it. I understand it, because there's still a lot that needs to be proven by every level of the Bears as an organization. Can I ask you about the NBA MVP? Because I feel like it's been Embiid's to lose. And then you look over the last 20 games, what Jokic has been doing, man. His numbers this year are better than his numbers last year, and he's doing it in a more spectacular way this year. Has that market moved at all with the way that he's played, especially over the last week?
Yes, it has. It's come down. But is Jokic the favorite? No, he's not. If we're matching those guys heads up, first off, Embiid is the favorite. He's -110 on points bet. The second favorite is Jokic, +135. That would suggest it is a two-player race. I would disagree with that. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So if we go to PER, Jokic is number one. Embiid is number three. Win shares, Jokic one, Embiid number three. Points per game, Embiid is tied for the most points per game at 29.7. Jokic is ninth, but we know he adds so much more. He's second in rebounding. Embiid is eighth. The problem that I think, and I think a lot of these voters would prefer not to go back-to-back, at least with Jokic, but he's kind of tying their hands at this point. The tiebreaker is always team success, and they're the sixth right now in the conference that isn't as strong. So I think that could come back to bite them for people looking for an excuse not to go Jokic. I knew you wanted to talk about this, so I start breaking it down. I think it's a three-player race, and there's value on that third player right now.
Okay.
Giannis.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if the voters would put him in, but they have a tough schedule. Right now, they're the two seed, so they've been climbing over the last week or so. He's second in PER. He's second in win shares. He's tied with Embiid as the leading scorer. He's fifth in rebounds. If they're the one in the East, which box does Giannis not check?
Yeah, he checks them all. He 100% checks them all. My fear is that they're going to end up in the three, and I see the Bulls as the six, and that's
it's a dangerous path no matter what.
Yeah, there's nothing easy for them, but I feel like that matchup is particularly bad. I have the Sixers as the worst matchup, and then Milwaukee is the second worst matchup for the Bulls.
Yeah.
But,
Miami.
I'm like one of the only people that thinks that the Bulls can actually match up against them. I know that they got run out the building the last time that they played them, mm-hmm. but I am more confident in them versus the Heat in a series than any other opponent that they could face in the first round in the Eastern Conference.
What's most notable about the Bulls right now and that the odds are telling us is that there's a big gap after the top five, and they're saying the Bulls are not part of that. So they have the Boston Celtics as the fifth favorite, Bulls as a sixth favorite, but when you look at the numbers, they double going from Boston to Chicago, which is pretty telling. Every time I look, it's been plus 750 for the Celtics to win the conference and plus 1,500 for the Bulls.
Wow. And they're now a half game behind the Bulls in the standings between fourth and fifth. By the way, I got Jokic at plus 400.
That's good.
I feel really good about it. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening.
You could take Embiid at, I mean, not Embiid, Giannis at plus 500 are the best price out there, and you just have to hope it's not Embiid.
See, this is why we bring Joe on. This is why he's doing a great job with BetQL Daily and, of course, Early Odds you can hear here on The Score. His segment is being brought to you by PointsBet. I always feel like I rush you at the end when I ask you about what's coming up on Early Odds, so I'm going to do it now. What's coming up on Early Odds this weekend that we should be listening for?
I mean, all week on BetQL Daily, and certainly every Saturday, we're at that time of the year. It is college basketball heavy, man. I have way too many conference tournament bets that are out there. We'll see what happens. We might see a big upset in the ACC.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, to start things off here. I mean, I think they're all really, really interesting. And you followed as close as anyone. The Gonzaga thing, it depends how you feel about Gonzaga. Now, there are some that have them on their own tier. But the problem is when you go under Gonzaga, and I'm saying the problem for the Zags, is it feels deeper. Like if we make it a tier two, you could make the case that we could put 10 to 12 teams on that second tier. So it does set up for some chaos. We'll see if we get there. But the list of teams that I think could go to the Final Four is pretty deep this year, which I think is going to set up for a fun tourney.
Is Illinois on that list?
Yes, I would. Just barely. I did pick them to win the Big Ten tournament, and I want to see how this plays out. What's so fascinating about the Big Ten overall is when you go to the very top, the likes of Purdue and Iowa, is you have these great offenses, but they're not balanced. Iowa, they're 71st in the country in defensive efficiency. Purdue, they're outside the top 100. Wisconsin, your co-conference champs, they've had a lot of luck this year with those close games. I don't know how you could deny that. Michigan, Indiana today, fascinating, because that's probably going to decide a tourney spot. The loser probably goes home.
Michigan.
And the winner is probably, you think so? Mm-hmm. I hope so. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. That'd be nice if they end up losing. Rutgers gets a double bye here as the four seed, and they're on the bubble. I mean, they're a team that could take anybody down. They have that high-end talent, but they've also lost to teams like Lafayette. outside of the top 300 in KenPom. So you never know what Rutgers is going to do. It's fascinating. People will always try to make a case for a Tom Izzo squad once you get to tourney time.
Usually you advance them one line automatically just because.
Yeah, they're also not playing well right now.
No, they are not.
7 of 10. So yet Ohio State fits that criteria I was talking about as well. Quality offense, terrible defense, outside the top 100 in the nation. So it does set up for the Illini. They don't seem to have as many weaknesses as some of these other teams. And if they win that Big Ten tournament right before they go to the selection show, there is that chance that maybe the Illini can be a two. Maybe.
By the way, it's over. Indiana came back and won that game against Michigan.
Yes.
So they're going to play Illinois tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Let's go.
Yep.
Oh, there are a lot. Oh, Juwan Howard.
Yep.
Came
back right in time to lose immediately in the Big Ten tournament, which is great. Joe, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lawrence. Enjoy all the hoops.
That is Joe Ostrowski. There's no one better in our business talking about sports betting than that man right there. I didn't even ask him about the Bears, really. There could be another upset that's going on, too, in conference play. Maybe that last game hangover and speech afterwards wasn't the right approach. And this is without Jim Boeheim's son like punching people in the newts like he did yesterday. College basketball has been insane over the last week. You got a conference tournament champion that's now not allowed to play in the NCAA tournament because they haven't been in Division I long enough. Like, there's all sorts of weird stuff. Abolish the NCAA! I read something really cool this week that I think, I'm not sure if people read magazine, like long pieces, but this one I highly recommend, and I will tell you why I recommend it next here on The Score.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Ken Rosenthal just tweeted out a little while ago that per a source, MLB has a proposal on the table for the players. $230 to $244 million on the luxury tax threshold over the course of a five-year deal. Increase of $2 million in final year from last offer. Pre-arbitration pool, $50 million increase of $10 million. Minimum salaries, $700,000 to $780,000 increase of $10,000 in final year. And they have imposed a 3 p.m. Eastern deadline. Oh, my God. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's right at the end of this show. So we'll maybe find out what the players think about the imposed deadline. Anyone else feel like, let's say that a deal happens today or tomorrow or, I don't know, Monday. We're playing 162, right? Like, we're not going to do this dumb stuff of, well, we crossed these games off the schedule and damn it, we can't get it back. That's not what this segment was supposed to be about. This segment is supposed to be about something for you to read. And I'll tweet out the link, too, so the people, I'm on Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes. I was reading in between games on, Thursday, on Tuesday night. And I still get magazines. I still get three magazines, like, actually delivered to my home. Sports Illustrated, the photography is still amazing. GQ and Esquire, because they sometimes will have, like, I can't wear any of the clothes, but they sometimes have really good and interesting articles. The latest issue of Esquire, and you can read the digital version, I've tweeted it out, at Lawrence W. Holmes, has a profile of CM Punk. It is terrific. It is Dan Sinker, I believe, wrote it, and he's a big wrestling guy, which makes me wonder if profiles should be written by people who are of the world or not of the world. That's just a hypothetical. Like, it's something I'm working through. Rhetorical to you, like whether or not it makes sense to have someone outside the world that can see it with clearer eyes or someone who's invested in wrestling. But if you are, you don't even have to be a wrestling fan. And I know there are plenty of Chicagoans who know who CM Punk is, but don't necessarily even care about wrestling. I think that you will enjoy the profile. It explains in incredible detail what the last decade of CM Punk's life has been like. And I think it's a really well done piece. The photography is great too. But if you're someone that likes some Phil, you know, you like Phil and you're down with Punk, you should check this piece out and share it. It's really, really good. So it's on my Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. If you want to read it, you should read it. Wrestling fan or not. When we come back, if you listen to this show, you know I love to talk about Wilt Chamberlain numbers. I found someone to talk Wilt Chamberlain numbers with, and we will do that next here on The Score.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.